A city survey found just 33% of the residents in Zone A left before Sandy struck. The findings were based on a survey of 500 people in the evacuation zone with a margin of error of 4.3%. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has been talking to city officials about the survey and what it means next time we get a big storm, and he joins us now. Zone A encompasses parts of the Rockaways, Staten Island's East and South Shores, Coney Island, parts of the East Village in Manhattan, and other low-lying areas of the city. And according to the survey, most of the residents knew they were in this zone and had heard they were supposed to evacuate. So why didn't they?
The number one answer, Amy, they gave to that question was they didn't think the storm would be that bad, even if it did hit, or their houses were high enough that it wouldn't be affected by the storm, was well enough constructed. Linda Gibbs, the deputy mayor, says some of it might have been due to the Irene effect.
More folks evacuated during Irene than evacuated in Sandy because they're like, oh, you know, nothing happened last time. I should be fine. And the important lesson that comes out of that is you don't know. This time is not last time.
In fact, she said that the next storm, probably a lot more people would evacuate. The real challenge is going to be two or three storms down the line once there's another false call to motivate people to really get out of the danger zone.
The city also announced plans today to expand the evacuation areas to include 640,000 more residents. We're expected to hear details of those new zones in June. What's the rationale for increasing the number of evacuation areas from three to six?
The rationale is that it will give city leaders more flexibility. Let's say we have a Category 1 storm that's extra big, like Sandy was, basically, as it came up the coast. Maybe you'd evacuate zones 1 and 2. They're going to be more finely graded evacuation zones. The reason why now about a million people will be in evacuation zones compared to just 375,000 before Sandy, well, that's because they expect the severity of storms will increase.
So the city wants to add more people in evacuation zones. Given what they found out in this survey, how do they plan to motivate people to actually follow an evacuation order?
They say that they will send out flyers this summer telling people, you know, whether they are in evacuation zones or not, and warning them of the risks that they might face if they stay in place despite an evacuation order. They say that they'll use neighborhood groups, for example, because people are more likely to listen to neighborhood groups than to city officials. But really, I have to say, neither Gibbs nor another deputy mayor who was at the news conference today were really able to outline a surefire solution to this problem.
This survey was released as part of the city's after-action plan, in which the Bloomberg administration addressed just how well it responded. It offered 59 recommendations. What was the tone of the plan? Did the city admit to making mistakes?
Not really. I would say the Bloomberg administration is very good at looking at data, learning lessons from it, changing its methods, but not really saying we made a mistake. This time, for example, Deputy Mayor Cass Holloway said city agencies responded in a very strong way, but we can do better. Councilmember Brad Lander, who's from Brooklyn, told us later that you have to read between the lines. And when they say we want to do this better, that means that they didn't do it well the first time. For example, the city didn't say that they need more shelters to be handicapped accessible, but they did say that the city needs to improve the accessibility of shelters for the disabled.
WNYC editor Matthew Sherman on the city's Sandy After Action Report. You can read it on our website, wnyc.org. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.